Okay, so we were at the top of Bet HaMelech, and we were continuing on the Drasha VaLevi that tells you that when the Levi and you have the same rights to the produce, so then it's not going to be Chayev. Now, we talk about Hefker because everyone has equal rights. But now we talk about Hektish, where no one has any rights. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Chavurayim Hektish. By Hektish, Hare Shavin. You have equally no rights. So it should be the same as both having rights. Right. Now that's a little bit of an interesting drasha. The Rav Shlomo has a different understanding. He says, "B'nei Yeshiva Makshin La Rabbi Yanai Da Ika Hektish Tepoter Avagav De'in Yad Chaviyadur Shavin V'Hainu Mishum Dershin Degan Chavalosh Hektish V'Chanaim Etzin L'Midrash Degan Chavalosh Efkar V'Amai Bein and Kra Chaviyado." Shavin liftor. He said, "Well, if why do you need basically two psukim, right? Can't you derive it both from digoncha?" So the Gemara says, "Amar avila man on kayam." This depends on the case. Em yishinuecha kriv yishod efker uver yishod hektish. If you had gemar malacha, you smoothed out the pile when it was owned by hektish, or wasn't owned at all. It was hefker. So Amrata Reshit Digancha, it says you're the first of your fruit, Veloshal Hefker, but not of Hefker. Reshit Digancha, Veloshal Hektish. The first of your fruit and not Hektish. Elakina and Kayam. And so what are we talking about? Veshehiftir Shibalin Vechazar Zachobahan. Where you were Mafkir and then you were Zocha again. So by Hefker, Pater, by Hefker, then you're going to still be exempt. Behektish Chai, what's the difference? So Behefker, Pater, Minahi, Damar, Yochanan, Beshem, Rabiana. The reason that by Hefker you'll still be Potter is Uvalevi came the Chelik Venachaloimach. Mimashiesh Lechav in lo, Atchayev Litin lo. What you have and he doesn't, so that's what you have Chayev to give Meiser from. Yotze Hefker Shiot Chaviyado Shavinbo, not Hefker, which you both have equal rights to. By Hektish Chayev in Adop, but by Hektish you would be Chayev. Why? Hektish Kamo Pada Kamo Chayev. If you were Maktish while it was still standing and you redeemed it while it was still standing, so it would be chayev. Why? So if you look at the, now this is one of those times where, you know, there probably was like a vechule, a ... type thing in the you know, manuscript, and it fell out because the proof is seemingly not from this part of the Mishnah, it's from the next part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah is if you were makdish it after it was made into sheaves, and you were poed it while it was sheaves, you're chayev and peyah. If you were magdish it while it was a kama, and then you redeemed it after, if it was made into sheaves, so you're potter, because at the time of chiyuv, it was exempt. Right? Because pay only applies bizman katsir, katsir cham. So if it was either you were magdish it and redeemed before it was reaped, you were magdish it and repoed it after it was reaped, it is obligated, because when it took effect, when you're reaping, it was yours. But if it was your makdish before you reaped it, you redeemed it after it was redeemed, then it's exempt, because at the critical moment it was patur. And then the next part of the Mishnah, the chayotz of makdish brother ad shelo ba'ul oner ha'maiser. But if you were makdish before they became, before the oner ha'maiser, before meruach, upidon, and then you redeem it, chayovit, mishabola and maiser, but if they came to that Upadan Chayavin. Higdisha Anshalo Nigmaru, if you were Makdisha before they were finished, Vigamra and Gizbar, and the Gizbar finished the process, Vahakakh Padan, and then you redeemed it, Pturin. Shivashad Chovatan, Hayu Pturin. So only by Hektish, if they were owned by the Meirikdash when you did the Meiruach, are they Pater because of Digoncha? But if they were all either both, if you were both Makdishet and Podet after Meiruach or before, they are Chayav. So what you see is that they hold, right? So this Chabura holds that detached grain that you made Hektish and then Repodet before Meiruach is Chayav in Meiser, which supports the notion that Rabbanan are arguing on Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Chanina disagreed and said that Hektish and Hefker were equivalent, right? That's how we got into this whole thing. So Ma ben Hefker, Ma ben Hektish. Now, why would they be different? Hefker Yotze Yidei HaKol, because Hefker is not owned by anybody. Hektish lo yotze yidei gizbar, but Hektish is still, it's not just that God owns it, the gizbar is somewhat, as the Yerushalmi notes in Trumot, ke'en ba'ilim, is like dinun ba'ilim, is the owner, and therefore it's somewhat owned, and therefore not, right, so it's not the, right, so it's not the same, right, it's not the same, and therefore less, less, you know, fundamentally removed because it has ownership related to it. Amar Rabbi Yavin, afilu de bayan lo yatsa. More than that, Hektish didn't even leave the hands of the owners. Whoa, why? So me'achas shom lo p'deyat rishon. Since you tell them you have to redeem it first, right? The owner is always given first rights to redeem it. Show that he owns it. What does that mean? So as we've talked about many times in the past, There's different ways of looking at Hektish. One is that it's owned by the Bnei Mikdash, the other that it's Kadosh, but it might still be owned by the owner. Now, in general, the most common distinction is to say that Hektish that belongs to Bnei Gabayet is monetarily owned by Hektish, and that which is has Kedush HaGuf is not. Or alternatively, Bnei Gabayet versus Mizbeach, or Kedush HaGuf versus Kedush HaDamim, which might, you know, which often overlap, but not necessarily exclusively. And we saw that the stir in Bava Kamma between the case where we say that Hashtatar Duruvim, Hashtatar Duruvim, and where we say Hashtatar Duruvim, Hashtatar Dushimo, where if we're talking about Bede Gabayit, so now it belongs to, it just doesn't belong to the owner. If it's a carbon, well, it's attached to the owner. But the Yerushalmi seems to be going farther here. The Yerushalmi seems to be saying that even when it comes to things that are, belong to Bede Gabayit, at some level, it's still owned, or not completely not owned, right? Maybe understand it in the negation. By the original owner. So Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, Hazoreas, they have ger chayv meiser. If one plants a hefker field or chayv meiser, Rabbi Yona, Lishna bezachal is the hefker vigiduleha, and this is where. Where he wants to make it clear that it's not simply by, by planting it, plowing it. It's if you do that in a way that you were mocked it, you took ownership of it. So then you would be become chayev. This explanation works with the Rav Chisda that we saw in the previous daf that says that being hefker while attached to the ground doesn't make something potter. As we saw, not everyone agrees with that. Right, so maybe what you'll say is that he holds that this is a case where the field is hefker, but maybe the produce was owned, and therefore that's why you could talk about chiyuvim. Okay, so then the next condition in the Gemara was v'gidulo min ha'aretz. It needs to grow from the ground. So, Rabbi Yechia Barado boi kumir b'yochanan. K'meinu pitcho ma'oshiyu chayavim b'maisho. So as we said, the exception, or as we're going to see, is things that grow from the ground but don't get nourishment from the ground. But the Gemara doesn't yet know that. The Gemara asks, truffles and mushrooms, what's the halacha? So I'm related to Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rav Sisa, I k'tiv. Aser taser is called to atzerecha. Give meiser and everything you have. Davar shu nizra umatzmiach. So rather, not everything you have. Called to atzerecha, the entire crop that you plant. Davar shu nizra umatzmiach. It has to be something that you planted, and then it grows. Yotzu kmeinu pitchon shen nizra umatzmiachot. But you don't plant truffles. You don't plant mushrooms. They grow. Kacha, they grow. Rabiona mafik lishna. Rabbi Yonah put it this way: the earth just lets them grow; it just spits them out. Now, so anything that's food at the beginning, food at the end, even though you're protecting it so it'll grow larger, is chayiv as long as it's edible. So, but if you're not, you don't guard it to make it grow more, so you're not chayiv. This goes against Rabbi Gamliel, and it's coming to exclude his position. We learn later on Fenugreek, mustard, white beans are chayav, the buds of them. Now, these are not the reason that these are planted. They're planted for the seeds. And Rabbi Gamliel still says that people eat them. But according to our Mishnah, they wouldn't be, because they're not planted for the buds. Our Mishnah says only the things that you plant and you protect for themselves are chayav, but not things that you plant for other reasons. Is it because people eat them that he says mechayev? Then even the leaves. He said, no. They are considered food. They're just objectively food. It's not just about dat. They are food. Rabbanan Amri in Chashuv Lochan. Rabbanan disagree. Va'od min hada. And furthermore, Ditani, it says in the Braita that Amar Rabbi Yeshua, says that Miyam Ailamani Libi Lomar La'adam, I never had the gall to tell someone, say, Lakotli, Truma shall tilt them, shall chardo shall allah, and go pick fenugreek, mustard, and white beans or shlok, and cook them without giving maizer, lefotrum and a maizro. Meaning he was never so confident to tell people that you could rely on the Rabbanan and not Rabban Gamliel. Now, if Rabban Gamliel shitas that when he holds that when a food is planted for its seeds, other ones are chayiv, why would Rishua be worried for Rabban Gamliel? It goes against our Mishnah. So it must be that Rishua holds that everyone agrees with our Mishnah, that other parts that are not generally everyone agrees with our Mishnah, that the Machlok and the Rabbanan is whether they're considered food in their own right, and therefore they would be an exception even according to our Mishnah. The Gra is a different explanation. It says the Gemara is Hava Minam, which is the reason Gamliel makes the buds Chayav, is because even though they're not food, they're connected to food. Right? He says, Shemichubarim Lochel. Right? They're connected to food. I mean, our Mishnah rejects that because it actually needs to be food. And Yoshi says, V'chimach mara ochel, Ramleom Chayav, is the count of the food that it's attached to? No, it's because he considers it food. Right, he says, and then Rabbi Yeshua responds, and he says, afraid it was some chiddush of just being attached, so no one holds that except from Gamliel. It was that he said, no, it is food. And if it's food, so that would be a reason that it would be chayev, and that's why he was worried. Okay, there are other variations on these on the sugyam, but let us. I guess we'll leave it. We'll leave it there.